Howdy, everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Well, folks, here's another weekend caught up with us again. Don't they roll around, though? How many of you radio listeners, by the way, are planning parties this weekend at your home? Quite a few of you, I'm sure. And I'll bet a lot of you are wondering what to serve for refreshment. If that's the case, here's a tip I found out about, and it's very useful. Serve Horlicks malted milk or Horlicks and sandwiches. How's that for a suggestion? All right? Add something different, something your guests will appreciate instead of the usual tea or coffee. And no trouble at all to prepare, either. Just add water to Horlicks malted milk powder, mix, and it's ready for serving. You don't have to add milk or flavoring unless you wish to. Just use sufficient of the powder and mix thoroughly. And that's not all. Besides being a delicious and welcome change at your party, Horlicks is energy-giving, too, as you probably know, sustaining enough to keep the party going in full swing. It won't interfere with the bridge game. It won't leave your guests feeling heavy, as a rich and elaborate supper so often does. And besides, elaborate meals are expensive and hard to prepare. Try out this simple Horlicks malted milk party suggestion tomorrow, or the next time you have friends at your home. If you don't already have a package on hand, you can get it at your druggist in either natural or chocolate flavor. And now, just a word about the flashlight, which Lum and Abner offered to send to listeners. Frankly, folks, we didn't know we had so many friends. And the number of requests for flashlights was so great that they cannot be made fast enough to send out promptly. But of course, everybody who ordered one will get his flashlight, not right away, but just as soon as is humanly possible. We know that you'll bear with us in this matter. And when you finally do get your flashlight, we know that you'll be delighted with it. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner has done some very foolish things since he's been elevated to the office of president of the Jot 'em Down store. But yesterday, he kept the climax by buying 10 cases of soap from a traveling salesman and paying $25 in advance on the order. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum and Abner down at the store. Evidently, Lum doesn't approve of Abner's recent investment. Listen.
Very odd. It's as much soap as we've got on hand here, and you pitch in and buy 10 more cases.
Yeah, but we ain't got nothing like that World Wonder. That's the outdoorsiest stuff I ever seen in the way of soap.
Wouldn't surprise me none if that fella don't just put that $25 in his pockets, and we never will get no soap at all.
Well, now, they better send it. I'll make them send us that $25 back. I got a receipt from it.
Oh, you did?
Why, of course I did. You don't think I'd just turn that money over to him without even giving me some kind of a showing for it, do you?
I didn't know. Anybody that's goose enough to buy something like that from somebody that never heard of before, I might not believe anything about
it. Yeah, well, I got the receipt right here in my pocket. That's just the trouble. You don't give me credit for knowing how to run this business.
Let's see the receipt. You better put it up before you lose it.
Well, let's see. Where did I put that thing? Out of my, bed, I put it here in my hip pocket with my watch here.
For goodness sake. You've got more junk there in your pockets than some 10-year-old youngin'. You ought to get some marbles and tops to make that
work. Here it is. Yeah, I know what I had it here. Yeah. Your account is past due. Please send it. No, wait a minute. That ain't it. That's something else here. Yeah, this must be it right here. Yeah, here it is.
Let's see. Received of Mr. Peabody, $25.
Yeah, I made him give me that.
Well, yeah, but there ain't no name signed to it.
Huh?
He give you a receipt, all right, but he never signed no name to it. That ain't worth the paper it's wrote on.
Well, I'll be that blank.
Yeah, that's fine business, Abner. Give a perfect stranger $25 and not even notice where he signed his name to the receipt or not.
Yeah, well, I'll just write the company and ask them who their drummer is down this territory. I'll find out his name all right that way. I can dig up the soap or the money won and get that drummer there in a batch of trouble. That's what I'll do.
Say, so you're going to write the company?
Yes, sir. Right this evening, I'm going to write them. And Douglas, he can't put nothing like that over on me.
Whereabouts is the company located?
Huh?
Where's the company at? What town are they in?
Oh, why, they're... I don't recollect hearing him say. I reckon it's on that receipt there, though, ain't it?
Ain't nothing on here except received a Mr. Peabody $25. That fella just beat you out of that money, Abner. That's what he done.
Well, I do know. That's all that's on there, ain't it?
Well, sure. I figured the whole thing was a fake when I first heard about it.
Oh, no, I don't think it was a fake, Mom. You'd have bought that soap yourself if you'd have saw that demon state that he put on. taken a wheel off in the buggy and wiped the axle off with that white silk handkerchief. Got axle grease all over it. And he'd just taken a little pan of water and some of that wonder soap and washed it out just as clean as it was to start with.
Yeah, I told you, Abner, that weren't axle grease on there, though. That was black tar soap. I seen him just before he come over here, stopped and taken the wheel off the buggy and washed the axle off good and then rubbed black tar soap on there. Natural, when he smeared that tar soap on the handkerchief, it washed right out quick as he put it in that pan of water.
Well, it looked like axle grease to me.
Why, sure he did. That's just what he aimed for it to look like. Now, Bounty, he just goes from town to town pulling that same stunt.
Hey, well, I wasn't the only one that got fooled. Grandpappy Spears and Cedric stood right out there in front and seen that demon straight, and they both wanted to buy some of it.
Oh, yeah, Grandpap stood me up and down, it weren't no fake. Even after me telling him I seen the drummer putting the tar soap on the axle with my own eyes, he still wouldn't believe
it. Why, no, he was over at the place last night wanting me to let him have part of the territory on it.
Part of the territory?
Yeah, well, see, that fella, he gave me the exclusive rights for this whole territory.
If he'd give you something for that $25, you'd have been a heap better off, though.
I'm just a good notion to let old Grandpap have a half inch of it. I believe I can get $25 out of him while I'm getting our money back.
No, you don't. No, Abner, that ain't right. You ain't going to take advantage of Grandpap. No, sir. You made your bed, now you just have to lay in.
Well, now, if he wants to. Huh?
I said you made your bed, now you can just lay in.
Well, what's me laying up in bed got to do with this soap deal?
Never said nothing about you laying up in bed. I said you made your bed, now...
I never made my bed, though. Elizabeth always makes up the bed, though, at our place.
That ain't the kind of bed I'm talking about,
well,
Abner.
Well, that's the only kind of bed we got, Mom, except a folding bed there in the parlor, and we ain't used that, and I don't know
when. For goodness sake, Abner, you can't get nothing straight in your head.
Well, you mean just because that feller maybe beat me out of $25 that I ought to go to bed for a while?
No, I ain't talking about you going to bed. I'm just using that old Eddard saying. You made your bed, now you've got to lay in it.
Well, I just won't do it. I won't do it. I ain't got no use for a fella that'll lay around in bed all day.
I told you that ain't the kind of bed I'm talking about, though.
You ain't talking about flower bed, Dave.
No, of course I ain't.
Well, we got some flower beds out there in the yard, but no, Elizabeth won't even let the dog lay in there much less.
If you don't shut up, I'm going to fix you to where you'll have to lay in bed. Now, just hush up about it. You're the tryingest fella on a body's patience I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, you're just mad because I won't do what you want me to. Think I'm going to lay around in bed all the time just because you said
for me. Wait, there comes Squire Skimp. Let me get out of here. I don't even want to talk to you.
Oh, for goodness sake. Reckon what he won't know.
I don't know, but if he tries to say anything, don't even listen to it.
No, I just stuck my hand in my ear. Oh, I couldn't hear nothing, man. I wouldn't want to do that. Wouldn't know what he's
talking
about.
I'll be back after a while, Abner. Well, good afternoon, Lump. Good afternoon.
Hey, Squire.
You're not leaving, are you, Lump?
Yeah, I think I've got some business to attend to, Squire. Abner's in the store there. He'll wait on me.
Oh, yes. Hello, Abner. Hello. You're the very one I want to see.
Howdy, Squire. What can I do for you?
Why, I want to have a little talk with you, Abner.
Yeah, sit down.
Yes, thank you. What I come over to see you about, Abner, Grandpappy Spears was telling me that you bought some soap down here yesterday. World Wonder Soap, I believe he called it. Said it had anything beat that he'd ever seen.
Yeah, well, Grandpap was down here when the fella demonstrated to me.
Mm-hmm. He was telling me about it. Said the fella took a white handkerchief out of his pocket and... smeared axle grease all over it, and then took that soap and washed the stains right out of it.
Well, he claimed it was axle grease.
And I understand that you've got the exclusive rights for this territory, Abner.
Well, he told me I did. I reckon I have.
Well, now, Abner, I was just sitting over at the place thinking a while ago, you and Lum has got this store here, and that occupies all your time. I'm sort of looking around myself for some kind of a little business to get into now. The real estate game ain't very lively right now. I was just thinking that maybe if I offered you a little profit on the deal, that you might be willing to turn that agency, the exclusive rights on that soap, over to me.
No, I reckon not, Squire. Better not tell it to nobody, I reckon. Might not turn out so well, and then they'd want to hold me responsible.
Well, now, I'll never hold you responsible, Abner, if I come over here and bought it with my own free will and accord.
Yeah, but now, that soap might not be no count at all, Squire.
Well, I'm willing to take them chances, Abner, after what Grandpappy said. I believe I can take the agency for that soap and make a good living out of it.
Well, I don't know. I've got my doubts about it.
Well, now, before I left the office over there, I sort of drawed up a little agreement here, Abner. You might look it over anyway. Now, there ain't a thing in it that'll bind you in any way. Says to whom it may concern.
Oh, one of them things, huh?
For the sum of $50 cash, I do hereby agree to turn over to M.K. Skimp the exclusive rights on the World Wonder Soap for the Pine Ridge Territory. Signed. Then you can sign your name right down there.
Did I understand you to say $50?
Well, now, yes, but now that's just a figure that I sit down there, Abner. How does $75 sound to you?
$75?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Abner. I'll make that an even $100, but now that's just as high as I'm going to go.
Well, now, Squire, if you're just bound and determined to buy that, I'm going to let you have it. Give me the $100, and I know that I'll sign that. But I'm telling you right now, Squire, you're going to have to start making your own beds if you lay in them.
And to think there are some who've been criticizing the business ability of the new president. And now, let's go on over to the Barclay home. The young Barclay, son and heir, is making this dinner far from peaceful.
Well, can you beat that, Alice?
Yes, he's gone. Why, he just stomped away from dinner and right up those stairs.
I sort of like it. That's the spirit that'll make him a great man. You have to get angry once in a while to be great. However, Alice, you shouldn't fuss at him so to make him eat when he says he isn't hungry.
But just look at that plate, hardly touched.
Oh, don't worry about it. He just left his dinner, so he'll be sure to be hungry for breakfast.
John, you know Ralph needs that food to grow.
Well, if he needs it, he'll come and get it. Say, does Ralph eat anything between meals?
Why, he does when he's hungry. This afternoon, he had some cookies. Then I remember I gave him a dime. Of course, he may have gotten some candy.
Gosh, Alice, you can't fill up even a 10-gallon boy like Ralph twice in 3 hours. You ought to make him leave out the eating between meals for the good of his stomach.
But he was genuinely hungry this afternoon. He plunges into everything so hard. He needs to eat in the middle of the afternoon to get more energy.
Say, I know something that'll shoot him full of energy. One of the fellows down at the office passed them around several afternoons.
Not candy.
Oh, no. Horlick's malted milk tablets.
Horlick's? Why, we fed Horlick's powder to Ralph when he was a baby.
Sure. And Horlick's tablets would be just as easy for his stomach to handle now. They satisfy hunger. And because they digest so easily, they actually help the appetite.
I see. Well, that's an idea. I'll give that boy some Horlick tablets tomorrow.
Have your children take Horlick's malted milk tablets with them to school. Carry some yourself. When those dull times come in the day when your pep is exhausted, dissolve a couple in your mouth. You'll feel the difference right away because the nourishment of all the rich, full cream milk in Horlick's turns into quick energy. You can get Horlick's malted milk tablets in handy trial flasks for 10 cents or in larger sizes if desired. This is Carlton Bricker speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick's, who bid you all good night and good health.